This is Andrew and Stacey Terrell from the Central Ohio Ghostbusters. We're here to talk wrestling,
Wrestle Fit,
Ghostbusters, and all things horror for the Wrestle Horror Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie's recovering from a little bit of surgery, and Pennywise's balloon is getting smaller, Donnie.
Oh, yeah, day by day. He can't keep a balloon up, save his life. I don't know what the hell his deal is.
We've got to get... I'm sorry, I have to laugh. Stacy's just giggling over here. We've got to get a Jason in there because he could probably brutalize Pennywise.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if I find me a six-foot animatronic Jason, Pennywise is gone. He's out of here.
Anyway,
over there in the corner.
What's that?
We have a Slimer in the corner.
Oh, nice.
With a wee Slimer in its arm.
Joining us on this episode of the Wrestle Horror Podcast is Andrew and Stacey Terrell. This is from the Central Ohio Ghostbusters cosplayers. They do a little bit of everything. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting us. We're really excited to do this.
You guys, I understand, you come to the New Ohio wrestling shows, you participate in Wrestle Fit, you're fans and cosplayers. And if I'm not mistaken, we saw you as AJ Styles and Becky Lynch at Squared Circle Expo.
That is correct.
That's correct, yes.
I was the very tall ass AJ, as Donnie put
it. Yeah, I was sitting at the table with Jim when we saw you guys go by, and this was before we knew you, and we saw you guys go by, and I leaned over to Jim and was like, damn, that's a tall ass AJ Styles.
That's a good. And I told Donnie, I said, looks like a short Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Well, then you must have been sitting down.
Yeah.
So guys, let's talk a little bit of wrestling and everything. Obviously you're big fans of wrestling. What got you started in watching wrestling?
Let's see. I started watching wrestling right around the Attitude Era. It was actually funny enough, so I discovered it watching, if you remember, the old Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV, every so often they would have Stone Cold Steve Austin on there, and he had a match with Vince McMahon, and that's how I discovered Monday Night Raw, and of course WCW Monday Night Raw. And I remember, I think it was the first time I saw Kane come out, that's what really got me hooked on wrestling. And I've gone back and watched wrestling from the 80s and 70s, and just have been a fan for probably close to 30 years, man.
You're dating yourself.
The video that I made of WrestleMania 1, which is showing my age, but I knew it a little bit before that. I had a family friend for Andre the Giant. So I got to actually meet him. Now, there is no picture evidence because before that was before there were cell phones, but he lifted me up in his hand, and I was maybe 7 at the time because he was up at Hera Arena and stuff, and they called my dad and said, oh, you need to get her here. But I was always a fan before then. Now, I kind of lost interest, in my formative years, but then after meeting Andrew, and having him ingrain it into my brain daily, I've grown to love it. Going to the AEW show, meeting it to Rampage, and meeting Aubrey, who is my favorite ref, it really reignited that. So I'm we got into WrestleFit because we went to Expo and stuff like that, and we met Don and Terry, and from that point on, it's, we live and breathe wrestling basically.
There's nothing wrong with that, absolutely. You know, I met Donnie. I have a background in the haunted house industry, and I've done another podcast for almost 10 years now. And Donnie approached me and said, "Hey, I need help with a podcast." I said, "Hey, I want to be involved in wrestling."
Yep.
So it kind of worked out, you know.
And here we are.
I bumped JR Judy out of the top spot, and I'm the ring announcer for Now Wrestling, and I give Donnie my haunt knowledge, and here we are. So,
yeah. Well, then we need to talk because we got to tell you about the spare tires. So, edit that one.
We'll talk about the spare tire, that's for sure.
I got plenty of that. So,
yeah, but no, it was kind of odd because apparently they've been to a couple of our shows before Squared Circle Expo when we were in Grove City at Kickmaster. And so when we were at Squared Circle, I think me and you were out doing interviews or something at the time, and they had walked up and talked to Terry. And then so it was just odd because we were in Indianapolis, you know, so they went all the way to Indianapolis to learn about WrestleFit and, you know, our training center. And then, you know, when we come back to Columbus, then they came to the training center, and they were one of the first, they were the first couple, but they were one of the first few people to sign up for the training. And they've been with us ever since. And, you know, we get in there and, you know, 3 days a week and have a good time and get a bunch of ankle sweat going on. And we'd made a WrestleFit championship belt. And,
oh, that ankle sweat, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, you know. They always pair me and Andrew.
I'm
going to
take that with me, Kendall. I'm telling you right now.
What's that?
I'm taking that championship belt away from Kendall. It's got a place downstairs in the ring area. So,
yeah, I figured she would wear it to the exercise classes, but she doesn't.
Nah, she's going to bring it to the show. We're going to, like, show it off and everything. You missed it when we did, when we were there last
night. She's afraid to bring it because, you know, I'm going to vote 24/7 rules. Do a quick roll up.
Get it from her. Run out the door.
But, you know, rumor. Now, rumor has it there's another belt floating around there.
Yeah, I got him right here still.
Hang on, what?
Yeah, you've seen a WrestleWhore one, haven't you?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Yeah, I brought it to the training center. Here, I got it right here. Let me dig it out. This is our next edition. It's the WrestleWhore Championship.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my God.
That one there. Well, let me see. I'll suck at this. That's my haunt character. And that's Jim's. Yeah, that's Jim's haunt character, and and it's got the WrestleWhore stuff on the back.
Oh, nice!
So, yeah. So this is probably one of our favorite ones.
Oh, don't forget the embellishments on the sides. You can't.
Oh yeah, a little homage. Sam did a little homage to me. Let me see, right here, the Jason machete with the blood on each side.
Nice detail on that. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they did a great job with it. I'll have to bring it. And so you guys, well, I'll have it there Sunday.
Actually, you guys will see it on Sunday, definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I say, we have a lot of fun with it, though. And, you know, Onyx, of course, runs it. And he's real strict on us. You know, he pushes us and gets us sweating. And I think we've all benefited from it. I know I have when he sent me my before and after pictures and stuff. And then, oddly enough, when I was in the hospital getting my emergency appendix surgery, they did a bunch of blood work, and I asked them to test my A1C and everything just because I was curious, and my blood work was almost perfect. And the only two things that was off was my A1C was at 7.6, which I took as a win because it was at 11. And then my sugar, my glucose was like 127 or something like that.
Oh my gosh, my son's type 1 diabetic, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, see, I'm type 2, but yeah, they didn't have to give me insulin the whole time, but everything else, like all those other hundreds of things they test for, every single one was in the green.
And
awesome. Yeah, I attested to, you know, getting in there and working out and sweating and drinking water, and so it's working for me.
You gotta hydrate.
Yeah. Gotta hydrate.
Oh, he's talking about dropping elbows and knees recently. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, no.
Now you guys have been in it long enough. It's time to step it up a little bit.
I was going to say, how long is it going to be before we see one of you in the ring?
Sunday.
Okay.
Actually, I think we're, well, I mean, we're doing like a pre-show thing. But
we're the dark.
Yeah.
They're going to do some WrestleFit stuff and demonstrate and all that. Mm-hmm. And the spare tires is Stacy and Kendall. And Kendall was our very first sign up, and she's a good special story too. Because she had the surgery, bypass surgery and all that.
Me too.
And then, yep. And Kendall's getting married next month, and her goal was to lose 50 pounds or whatever she needed to lose to fit into her wedding dress. And she came to us, it's been what, about 3 weeks now, 4 weeks now? And she said that she's able to fit in her wedding dress already, and that it was just a little snug in a couple spots. So by the time November gets here, she's gonna nail it.
Kudos.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, her and Kendall, they're doing their own little tag team. They're called the Spare Tires, because we do a lot of tire flips on the big tractor tires. So it's a lot of, like I say, we have a lot of fun with it. All of our exercise moves, we give it wrestling names, and then we forget what those names are. So we either rename it or we remember what they are. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Office had working hard yesterday, man. We had superstars, we had Ultimate Warriors, we had Undertakers, mm-hmm. and well, we all know the man can't count to two. So,
all right.
So, how do you guys feel about
school education right there?
How do you guys feel about working with Onyx as a trainer?
I've worked with trainers before, and we love going there. Like every day, it's just like if we have to miss a day because of, you know, some family event or something like that, we absolutely hate it. And trust me, my body reminds me of that. But I love working with Onyx because he keeps us motivated, I guess. Plus, you know, he has a pigeon thing. So.
What I like about WrestleFit the most is it's unlike anything I've ever been to before. You know, it's an hour long session, but you really don't feel like it's been an hour because we're just having fun the whole time.
We're always laughing and joking around, and it's not a day until they break Stacy. I know.
Movie and music trivia and all kind of stuff goes on.
Music, movie trivia, and seeing Onyx freak out at the sight of an ad. Oh yeah, you weren't.
Well, you missed it. You missed it yesterday. Oh, darn.
Yeah, he hates mosquitoes too. I know that.
and fly swatters apparently too.
I told you, Amos was sending some sort of dark magic after him before their battle on Sunday. Is what was going on.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
He's the prophet of pain for a reason.
See, I'm jealous of you guys because I would love to participate in WrestleFit, but I live in Hamilton, which is like 2 hours away.
I know Hamilton. I'm from Dayton, so.
Okay. I live in Hamilton, and as much as I would love to be up there two or three times a week, it's just not feasible.
Yeah.
He lives. I tell you, if I lived in Dayton, I would still drive all the way up here for that. I've gone to gym after gym after gym. I've had personal trainers and stuff, but this just, and it's probably just because the two of us do it together. We have such a good time together with it. And we just like goof around and stuff. And we always say, you know, WrestleFit family, quotes, you know, air quotes, but they really are our family. Like Kendall and I are like best friends. We're going to her dress fitting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I kidnapped her one, you know, Saturday, and we went and get her nails done. We went shopping. We just had a girl's day. So, and I talked to Judy on a hit, you know, and Erica. Basically, you know, when the entire group's together, it's definitely, we're all family. I mean, even Terry and Donnie. I mean, when we found out about Donnie, we're just like, okay, what can we do to help them?
Right. Yeah, it just kind of came out of the blue. And yeah, like I said, me and Andrew, we've almost killed ourselves doing the Rockers ring exit. So that's always been fun.
And give me a heart attack. I turn around, next thing I know, Andrew's feet are freaking up in the air.
Hey, we got it pulled off. It wasn't the greatest. It wasn't the greatest exit, and the most, you know, the most elegant, but we got it done.
I think I like springing up high heavens. I'm like, oh my God, what?
By the way, I'm about to do this exit out of the ring, honey. Surprise.
All right.
Yeah, but we love to plug Russell Fit the minute. I mean, every moment we can. We went to the AEW show. We took our shirt with us because Queen Amy is, you know, one of the now alumni, I guess you would say. I mean, and she saw that shirt and she like, I think there was like a little bit.
No, she teared up.
And then when we met her at the heels show.
Yeah, I bet it was nice when Queen Amy saw you guys, like you said, you know, just to have some familiar faces there and all that.
When
we saw her at the first, like the first now show we went to a few years ago, she was on that show as well. So it was somebody that we were familiar with.
But we always like to support the things that we're in, that, you know, local stuff and you know, small businesses and stuff like that. But anything that we can do to plug the show and the events and, you know, the product, whatever, we'll do it. So,
you know, speaking of Queen Amy, when I started ring announcing for Donnie, she was the very first wrestler I announced.
Oh, really?
She wrestled Eric Smalls.
Oh my goodness.
I remember the match.
I love Smalls.
My very first match announcing, I was so nervous. My voice was not where it should be. But, you know, Amy came in there and snatched the microphone away from me and started talking her smack and then shoved the microphone into my chest. I didn't know what the heck was going on.
Professional wrestling.
Right. Gotta love it.
But let me ask you guys this. What got you into cosplay?
So I got into cosplay. So my first Comic-Con I went to was in 2012. And it was the Columbus Wizard World. And I thought it was really cool. I went back to it the following year. And that was really the first time I noticed like cosplay for the first time. I got hooked up with a local superhero group and I kicked around the idea for a couple months wondering, man, do I really want to do this? And so then I put a few costumes together and then somebody say, oh, you would look good in this costume, are you? And next thing you know it, I'm falling down the rabbit hole and I've been doing it for, it's going to be 8 years this December that I've been cosplaying.
And how many costumes we have downstairs in the cosplay room? 30?
Enough to know the meaning of life. Well, you Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy fans.
42.
It's probably more than that, but...
Well, with me, my kids, my youngest graduated from high school and I was bored. And I finished my master's degree. I was like, okay, what am I going to do? So I started looking into, you know, costumes and stuff. I mean, love Star Wars. So I got in, like, started looking into, like, the 501st. I met them when we went to go see The Force Awakens, I think it was. No.
Probably.
Yeah, Force Awakens, yeah. So there was a guy standing in line with a jacket with a Vader's, you know, Vader's fist, jacket on. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. So I started looking into it. And so I built from scratch my entire costume for the 501st and got approved. It was great. And then I went to a con where I met a Spider-Man.
Oh, geez. I wonder who that was.
And, I guess it was a tall Spider-Man, right?
Very tall. Yeah. His butt looked really good in the costume. When we got married, our pastor actually said something like that. But
no. If you're good, here, I'll actually tell the story because she's a little bit no. So it was actually my first time wearing Spider-Man to a con because for years I had sworn off ever wanting to do Spider-Man. Not because I didn't like the character. It's just, you see certain costumes that get overdone in the community. Deadpool. But yeah, no. but everybody kept telling me, oh, you'd be a great Spider-Man. I for one, like to do characters that people like to do. Get those people. But after I watched Homecoming and saw Tom Holland's performance, I was like, you know what? I think it's time that I do the Spider-Man. And yeah, seeing all the kids' reactions to it was amazing. But then I ran into Stacy here, who I looked really good in costume. And
Axel, she didn't shoot a nerf gun.
But later on, I ran into her out of costume and introduced myself. And she didn't think I was listening, but I was saying that I don't look as good out of costume. I get that a lot. but yeah, you and I, we ended up meeting up a month later doing a charity event, and what was it? We went out to eat, and she couldn't finish her french fries. I ate her french fries, and the rest is history.
But he's the one basically got me in the costume. I mean, I started with like one costume for Star Wars. I was working on another one, but then
I'm a horrible influence.
It went from that to Silk to the other mother from Coraline for my Halloween party, and then
Wrestling. But there's costumes that she would get me into too. Believe me, you know, when you see some of our more popular ones, you know, it wasn't me who actually thought of that. It was actually all her. Whether it would be Ratatouille or Macho Man Miss Elizabeth, those were all her ideas.
Well, I've got to say, first of all, I cannot believe you have a child that graduated high school.
I have two, and they're both getting married here soon. So.
No.
But thank you for that. I appreciate it. Because my birthday's coming up, and I feel weird.
No, that's just impossible. Especially seeing you as Becky Lynch. It's like, I can't believe that. I'm sorry.
The best Becky Lynch story was when we're standing in line with Ric Flair.
And you weren't paying attention.
And I wasn't paying attention. And he's like, Becky? Is that Becky?
I kid you not. There's like 10 people ahead of us. And Ric Flair starts talking. I'm dressed in AJ. And like him and I start having a conversation. And we're talking about the current project. And part of me is feeling bad because there's all these guys who want to get pictures and autographs. But I'm like, how do I say no to Ric Flair? He's talking to me right now. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and he's oogling over my wife. I'm like, man, should I really feel bad right now? You could probably get a diamond necklace out of this one. Like,
right.
Oh, it's Ric Flair. I mean, come on.
But thank you for the compliment.
Absolutely. You know, just it's not, you know, I'm not blowing smoke. It's just, I can't believe it, but okay, I'll buy it. so let's steer the direction a little bit differently. How did you guys get involved in Central Ohio Ghostbusters?
So I'd actually been doing ghostbusting for a while. Me and a few others were in a group, and then we went our own separate way and we created the Central Ohio group back in 2017. And once you and I met, you know, the joke was, it's only going to be a marathon until I get you in a jumpsuit. And about 4 or 5 months later, that happened. we're just a group of friends who, people always ask us if we're actual paranormal investigators. We actually aren't. We are just entertainers, you know, people that are big fans of the franchise. We do charity events, birthday parties, with the last year with like COVID and all that, social distance birthday parties have been a real big thing because a lot of times people love seeing the actos more than they like seeing us. So Yeah. So, yeah, parades, a lot of that. And, you know, when we are allowed to go to the cons, yeah. You know, when those are a thing, we have that happen. But no, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys were back. You guys showed up at Carnage back in July and did some stuff too with us, you know, out in the parking lot with the kids and everybody.
That's so funny because we did Carnage before we even knew you. So
yeah, that funny enough, that popped up on my time hop was first time I went to Carnage House was like on this day 4 years ago.
that was when it first opened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, wow, you know, I'll have to share that with Donnie sometime. Hey, look, today.
Yep. You know, it's funny. You said you're just entertainers. You're not paranormal investigators. I'm a paranormal investigator.
Really? My ex-husband is one too, so.
I do. I go around and actually, and here we go again, so shameless self-plug. Sure, the listeners are really tired of hearing me say this.
We're gonna start getting hate mail, Jim.
Yeah, and that's okay. At least we're getting something.
Right.
Next, have you guys seen the movie The Conjuring?
Yes.
Donnie and I are going to investigate that house next year.
Ooh. Are you fans, Donnie?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm taking my male adult diapers with me, and we're gonna give it a shot.
Donnie's is a paranormal virgin, so.
Oh yeah, I have no idea what I'll be doing. I'm just gonna be like walking around. Have no clue.
Now the interesting thing is, I used to do ghost hunting.
Okay.
Like 5 years ago, because I've gone to the Ohio State Reformatory numerous times. I've also gone to the old Gill House where. There was some interesting stuff there because I would always bring I have like some glow in the dark dowsing rods that I use.
I've got a pair.
I actually got one of them started spinning out of nowhere and everybody's like, how are you doing that? I'm not doing that. It's about time for us to go. But as I say, I discovered, you know, 7-8 years ago, because there was stuff I could not explain, and I came to find out that I was a sensitive and all of that. As I say, I'll go into certain places and I can feel something. Mm-hmm. You know, some things that people can't explain, but I was like, yeah, there's definitely something here.
Did 2020 take its toll on your fitness? Well, body slam the pandemic and get back in shape with WrestleFit. This innovative program combines all the fitness regimens you'll need to reach your goals. The WrestleFit workout will bring strength training, cardio, and the world of professional wrestling together in a fun, new, and exciting way. Have yourself a blast working out with dumbbells, kettlebells, slam balls, ropes, tires, and an 18-foot full-size wrestling ring. The WrestleFit workout isn't just for pro wrestlers. The WrestleFit workout is for everybody. At the Now Training Center, you can pursue your fitness goals and learn how to train like a professional wrestler without all the bumps, bruises, and slams with the WrestleFit workout. Go to www.newohiowrestling.com/training for more information or stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio, 43004, Unit 6137.
Well, Stacy, how do you feel about that kind of stuff?
I mean, yeah. I want to call myself a sensitive, but I kind of feel like I'm a little extra sensitive, especially after my surgery. Yeah, I know it's out there, and I get poked every once in a while, is what I call it. So if we're at WrestleFit and you'll see me, my face goes completely blank, that means something's there. And I mean, would I go and actually go and look for it? No, because it's just not my thing. My ex-husband is, that's his thing. And Andrew likes it. I'll go to support my husband, but I'm going to be like, you better be holding on my hand the entire freaking time, because if not, God knows what's going to happen. So
fair enough. You know, it's not for everybody. And, you know, I was walking through Spirit Halloween last week because they haunted have Haunted Mansion stuff, and I'm a big Haunted Mansion fan. And I saw Ouija boards.
Nope, will not touch those things.
Absolutely not. Do not ever buy a Ouija board. Invite things in you don't want to be there.
Exactly. Yeah. Done that, been there. I mean, I was at Daniel. Growing up in the 80s, so, you know, you had to do that, and you had to do the, you know, Bloody Mary in the mirror and everything, and stuff like that. So, I'm a fan of, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street movies, and, I mean, I love Freddy Krueger and stuff like that. Those are the type of movies I like, but Cogman movie, and we, oh my gosh, my cousin and I went to go see The Ring when it first came out, and I'm sitting here, you know, we watched the movie, it was okay and stuff, and after the movie was over, we went home, and I had a TV in my bedroom, and Hellraiser came on, and we lost the cable connection, and it went full-on fuzz, like it does in The Ring. I literally knocked TV off the dresser, trying to turn the damn thing off. Yeah, so, I mean, I love horror movies, but like the new ones these days, I'm not a big fan of, but it's all just like, oh, in your face here. I mean, I'm more of a suspenseful person, so.
So Donnie and I both were huge fans of Malignant.
Yeah, actually, Jim was talking to me about that a little bit ago.
I was like really looking for that movie, and then when I saw it, I was like, wow, this. Really good, very good modern day horror film. The way the direction that they took that film in, like I was not expecting. And I just, the big reveal, like it's through like that last half hour.
You're on
a roller coaster. Oh, don't worry, you're going to watch it.
No, don't ruin it for me. I'm telling you for the people to listen.
Oh, no. All I can tell the people is go watch it.
I agree.
It was phenomenal and leaves it open for more in the future.
One that we're looking forward to is the new Ghostbusters movie. So. That thing's been on hiatus for how long?
COVID did that to a lot of movies, but this November we're probably gonna get it.
We're gonna be busy too. Because October is always our busy season.
The spooky season's always busy for us.
But I'm sure once the movie starts, you'll see us popping up around there every once in a while.
When the all-female one came out 5 years ago, we were very busy.
I
expect probably the same thing this go around.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When the new Ghostbuster movies come out or whatever, you guys probably get booked quite often to do like premieres, to showings and all that stuff. Because you actually have a car, people may not know, you actually have a car that's decaled and dressed up like a Ghostbuster vehicle, has the sirens and the lights and all that stuff. So it's kind of a neat.
We have a fleet, actually. I think in our group, we've got
We got a handful.
The Ecto-K9 unit. So
that's Stacy's that we're working on.
Yeah.
Even I want to add on to mine. Eventually, I'll have the basket on top to make it look more so I don't look like a security guard.
Mm-hmm. I know when you came into WrestleFit that day with the siren on, it made Onyx's day because he's a Ghostbusters fan. He pulled his phone out and started recording it and everything.
Yeah. I say the first class we actually came to, he actually got goosebumps seeing our car when we rolled up.
Yeah.
So, we knew we had to do lights and sirens one day.
Yeah, well, you guys, we had talked about what's been probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago now, that you guys went to a birthday party for a little boy. And this is kind of the things that I like about your guys' Ghostbusters group and all that. And I guess the boy loves Ghostbusters and he wanted a birthday theme on it. So you guys went up there and he was like so into you guys that it wasn't even funny. And you ended up giving him your Ecto and all that, you said?
I ended up giving him one of my traps.
One of our traps.
Oh, one of the traps. Okay.
Because he was constantly playing with it.
He was, and he also had toys that went along with it. And then again, our basement, we got proton packs. I mean, I have some.
We go and we empty out Spirit Halloween after Halloween.
That's time to get it.
Especially when you have a cool friend that works there. Yeah.
But no, yeah, the birthday parties, they're really fun. That particular party was a good one. Mm-hmm. It was actually 2 hours away that we went to, and go up a mountain of gravel to get there. But I got there, and again, like, it was middle of nowhere. Probably wouldn't expect
someone to show up.
Somebody from Columbus to come to this.
But they were the woods, very, they very were. Appreciative of it, and. They were the nicest people, and the little boy was just, it was, it it's made obviously, his. We made his birthday.
Oh, yeah, that'd be something he'll remember forever, probably. Yeah.
That's really the reason why we do stuff like this. It's not because, oh, hey, we want to get a picture shaken. No, it's because we really enjoy seeing the smiles that we put on the kids' faces, and, or even the adults who will sit there and be like, oh, my gosh, oh, look at that Carla, or... when I was a kid and I watched that show, I mean, we even do Spider-Man, Ghostbusters,
anybody can be a Ghostbuster.
Anybody can be a Ghostbuster.
Mm-hmm. I've got to say, I'm sitting here watching you two and I'm looking over your shoulders and I'm just now noticing your posters.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We have all the first six episodes of Star Wars.
All the good ones.
I've got all 9 around my bedroom, but you've got Return of the Jedi. I've got a one sheet of Revenge of the Jedi.
I actually do have Revenge.
Yeah.
In the basement.
In the basement, yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Yes, I do. We also have the cosplay dungeon. We have a terror dog that sits above the bathroom.
That's our Ghostbuster.
Our Ghostbuster bathroom. I mean, our entire place is like a nerd heaven, is really what it is. Same here. We've got lightsabers and Harry Potter wands that sit in front of the table, in front of the TV. In fact, we were watching Sean's movie that changed the game movie, and I sent him a picture, like a screenshot of it, and he's like, "Are those lightsabers?" When we got married, we had Slammer and Mrs. Slammer who protected our wedding cake, and our wedding was a con. Like, you had to have a badge to get into it. So,
Nice.
I'm good that way. Our bedroom is covered in. Con art and stuff that we've had made for each other and things that we've got a silk and a Spider-Man like custom art piece and stuff like that. So
we have the costume vault.
Yes.
And then we have my wrestling room.
That
has the wall of belts.
Yeah, he's an avid belt collector too.
He is.
Nice. Donnie, I think it's time to spring the question.
Yeah. All right. We'll give him the question. So we're going to put you on the spot here, but the good thing is there's no right or wrong answer. It's just for fun. We just
ankle
like
sweat.
We just like to get inside the minds of our guests and see how twisted they actually are. And that question is, well, you guys both get an answer. You get one, each get an answer separately. And the question is, you are the main serial killer in your own horror film. What is your go-to kill? In other words, Stacy, how have you imagined killing Andrew?
Not Andrew, but I have a couple other exes that I would love to see. guilt.
This is more your forte than me.
A wall full of like glass shards and like basically smashing up against it and one of them going right through their eye.
Ooh,
nice.
A little much?
No, not at all. That's another unique one.
I mean, if you want to go Nightmare on Elm Street, I mean, I'll go Nightmare 5. I want to see when you had the comic book
Super Freddy.
Yes.
I actually like the first one with the wall of glass. That is absolutely, yes.
I love Robert Englund. I really want to meet that man one day.
Nothing.
Are you freaked out?
No, I'll have that in the back of my mind now.
All right, if you see her gluing glass to the wall.
Yeah.
All right, what's your guess?
Talking about
smokes. You mean causing your to explode? No. No. What would be my go-to? Two gloves. I grab the mouth, and I just rip their head right open.
Nice.
There you go.
Probably about a splitting headache.
All right.
I don't know. It's always been something about whenever I've seen that in a movie where somebody just grabs the head and just because mm-hmm. of the strength that would be involved to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There's just something about that. It's like they're going to kill you with their bare hands. And they really did.
I'm just going to rip your head apart.
I say.
And then, I was waiting for you to say I was going to do movie quotes until they die.
No, he's going to talk wrestling.
Let's talk wrestling now.
That's too timely. I mean, yeah,
too time consuming. That's another reason why we love WrestleFit, because he has someone to talk to. No, even Erica said that. She's like, don't you love it when you come here? Because Andrew has somebody to talk to.
Somebody else to talk to. That's fun. That's what makes it fun.
It is. It's a blast. We love it so much.
Well, we can honestly say that. We've never had a duplicate answer on that question, and we've been doing this for a year now.
Well, thank God, because there's a bunch of weirdos out there.
Yes.
There are a bunch of weirdos out there.
At least I said we had quite some unique answers there.
Yes, but the glass wall is one of the more unique that I've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I grew up watching me. I mean, you could go all Hellraiser and get me like some pinheads and go
on there. Yes, yeah, so I don't know if I'm gonna try to sneak in the ring anymore after hearing that.
Well, I mean, you'll learn my bad side. You know, I'm blind in one eye and deaf in the other. So comes up on me on the wrong side, he's gonna get me. But get me on the right side, you know, I'm gonna take you down.
So. Is there any way people can find out more about you guys, about your cosplay, about the Central Ohio Ghostbusters? Any social media presence out there?
So we've got quite a few. So for the Central Ohio Ghostbusters, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
I will send you the links.
You can also, we have other groups we're part of a she and I run the wrestling cosplay group, Sword Circle Cosplay. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram there. And then each of us have our own cosplay pages. I'm at Blitzkrieg Cosplay at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. She's at Little Miss Blitz Cosplay, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The funny thing about so my cosplay name actually comes from a wrestling reference.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, and I don't know if either one of you remember this, but back in WCW around 1999, there was a masked wrestler named Blitzkrieg.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I always thought that was a cool name for a wrestler. I was like, you know what? That's going to be my cosplay name.
There you go.
Now, your name was...
When I was a kid, there were the Little Miss and Little Mr. Books. And they were all like shapes and stuff. And there was Mr. Happy. And I had to play off of his because it pissed off people back then. So that's where Little Miss Books comes from. So, she's like the Little Miss.
Okay.
But basically, yeah, it was just to take off people. But
it fits.
Yeah, it fits. And hey, Hopper Edwards followed me before I followed her. So, hey, I'm good with that.
She's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm over and jumped and I'm in the water.
Well, I think you both are over. It's been a pleasure talking with both of you, especially not just for the fact of what you do, but the fact that you're fans of not only New Ohio Wrestling, but other wrestling, Star Wars, Spider-Man, everything out there that you guys do. We appreciate you for that. And we enjoy talking to people like that. So,
oh yeah, Andrew, Sunday, if you want to get some Star Wars talk in, Jim's your guy.
Okay.
I'm a huge Darth Vader fan. Huge.
So, yeah, I cosplayed Anakin from Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. I got lots of Vader memorabilia.
Way back.
I actually met David Prowse.
Oh.
I say I met him 5 years ago when he was at the Expo. It was one of his last American.
I met him in 2013, and the wonderful thing about it was I took my dad with me to this con down in South Carolina. Because my dad's the one who got me into science fiction. So I've got a picture on my wall of me and my dad with David Prowse, and I'm very proud.
Oh, hold on to that one. Oh my gosh. That's wonderful.
And then last Christmas, on the day that David Prowse died, which was in November, my daughter bought me another autographed picture of him.
Oh, that's amazing. It's great that your family encourages that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, my daughter spent a lot of money on this picture.
Right.
I don't know how much, but I know it wasn't cheap. And I love her for it because it's nicely framed and mounted. And that sits right next to my Darth Vader lightsaber. Along with the original picture that I got with him, I've got just an autographed picture of him as Darth Vader. And then next to that is me and my dad and David Prowse. So it's just.
That's a memory right there. Oh my goodness.
If I could just meet James Earl Jones, I'd be happy.
Oh. Top of the list right there.
Yeah.
So these are.
Yeah.
But meeting David Prowse was just. It was a moment that I'll never forget. I was working. I've got another podcast called The Big Scary Show. And we were vending at this con. And after I met him, we were doing giveaways. And he came over and bought tickets for one of our giveaways. And then it actually ended up winning. And it was just like a vibrating head that we got from a vendor, and he bought the tickets and we drew the number and David Prowse won it.
Nice.
And he took it home to his grandkids in the UK.
Very cool.
Got, you know, that one, you know, moment when hang on to it for the rest
of your life. Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. So for myself, Meat Hook Jim, my co-host Donnie Hoover, and our special guests, Andrew and Stacy Terrell, cosplayers extraordinaire, Ghostbusters, Star Wars, wrestling, Becky Lynch, AJ Styles, whole bunch of other things, WrestleFit participants, and fans of New Ohio Wrestling. Thanks for listening and watching, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the WrestleHorror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.